Okay, thank you so much. You're also a celebrity to me, of course. So my name is Simon. I'll get right to the point. Today I'm here to talk about FairCamp. And FairCamp is a static site generator for audio producers. And that means it's a tool that you can install on your computer and turns your audio productions, meaning your podcast, your album, your singles, whatever it is, into a website. And not just any website, but a website that is indestructible, that runs very fast, that is easy to host, doesn't cost a lot of money to host especially, that is completely free from maintenance, and that runs pretty much everywhere. And now in a few minutes, I just want to show you basically a tutorial, which is the quickest, simplest usage example, and is also the base process of how you use FairCamp always. So after 3 minutes or so, you'll be perfectly able to use FairCamp yourself if you want. The only thing that I need to prepare to use FairCamp is one folder, and that we call the catalog directory. And it's just a folder where you put in other folders. And those folders are the release folders. A release could be your podcast, it could be your album, your single, whatever. Basically, just a directory that contains audio files and potentially also a cover image. And one more thing, you can also nest this arbitrarily. These are just for your organization. So FairCamp doesn't mind that. It also doesn't do anything with it. You can have that, but it doesn't, don't have to. And at this point, you've set up everything that you need to run FairCamp. So you can download it. It's available for all major platforms. And after you've installed it, you can basically, in the terminal, run FairCamp, point it to where your catalog directory is located. And here we also add preview, so it opens the website afterwards in the browser. And as soon as you start that, it starts scanning through your catalog directory. It reads the tags from your audio files, so it's important to also tag these files well if you would like these things to show up in the website. And it also transcodes your source audio files into the suitable streaming formats, and also resizes the cover images for web display. And as soon as that's done, it opens the browser right away. You can see that we have here the covers of the albums. We can click on them, get to the release pages. We can also, that's on the top right, use the browse feature to search the entire catalog interactively. We can, of course, playback, stream the tracks in the release context. We can also open specific tracks and play them back on the track page. And this is basically the base package that you get just by putting these folders in these audio files in a folder and running FairCamp. And from there on, you can still do a lot more. And this is a system called manifests. So these are simple text files, and here we have them at three different levels. So you can see at the bottom there's a catalog manifest, which is a file that controls the settings for the entire website that will be generated. We have release manifests for each release directory, those control settings for the release. And again, here on the top you see that one of those tracks is now wrapped in a directory alongside a track manifest. So this is the same thing for tracks. And in a track manifest, for instance, we can put a synopsis option. This is just a short description of that track. And when we save that, rebuild the site using the command that we saw earlier, we get the track page with the synopsis and, added next to the listen button. Likewise, you could use the more field, which is just a catch-all that can put in lyrics or the people that worked on your album or your favorite poem or whatever it is. And there's also an option which says more label, and that helps you to classify what kind of content went in there. And when you generate the site afterwards, what you get is A, the lyrics at the bottom here of the track page, and up there next to the listen button, there's now a button that says lyrics. And on mobile, that takes you scrolling down when you don't see it yet. And likewise, also on the release page, you have now, in the context of the track, a lyrics button, which is important so that people can discover this content also from the release page. And on the release level, this is also so possible. So here we are in a release manifest, and we use the release downloads option to enable downloads in two formats here. Again, you save that, regenerate the page, and then FairCamp adds a download button to the release page. And people can then choose between these two formats. And when they click that, they can basically they get a zip archive with the audio files and with the cover image and potentially also bonus files, like PDF or something like this, can also go in there. Okay, and one last visual example of this. FairCamp has a fairly elaborate theming system. You can theme the entire website. You can theme specific releases and also specific tracks. And to aid a little in that process, there's a theming widget which you can enable. And this goes as an overlay above your live page. You can use those sliders to play in real time with different colors, with a dark, light color scheme, background image, background opacity, and so on and so forth. And when you're happy with the settings, you have down there the part that goes into the manifest. You just copy that, put it in manifest, generate the site, and then it's baked in there. And the list goes on. So there's a lot of stuff that is covered by FairCamp. It's really not a toy. And to have a short look behind the curtain, the stuff that is generated, the stuff that we just saw, that is all plain HTML, plain CSS, and vanilla JavaScript. There are no third-party dependencies involved whatsoever, so no React, no Tailwind, no nothing. Result of that is that the footprint is very tiny. These pages run very well, also on really old smartphones, on really slow internet connections, and they also work without JavaScript. So if you have JavaScript, the things are going to work better. It's a bit more convenient, but everything that is functionally needed, especially playing back tracks, works without JavaScript as well. And as a last point, the whole thing is also highly accessible. I had an NLNet grant, and together with Han University, we did two passes of auditing and really put in lots and lots and lots of hours to make this work well on screen readers and on assistive technology in general. And after a very brief history, the whole thing started in 2021, which is when I first announced it. Fast forward, December 2024 was when FairCamp 1.0 was released. As I already mentioned, that happened through a grant from NLNet. Thank you so much for your support. Really helped greatly. And now, fast forward again, we're already looking in the future. September 2026, so this year, is the planned release date for FairCamp 2.0. I've been working on this for like 3 or 4 weeks now, very intensively. And this work is funded through a grant from NetID. NetID is an Austrian open source funding program. Thank you so much as well to them. It's also what allows me to be here and present to you. And the thing that is definitely coming in 2.0 is a desktop application with a graphical user interface. And the important thing to note here is that what we just saw, the command line interface, that is going to stay. So you can either use that workflow, or you can use the desktop application, and you can also use both at the same time. It really builds on the same data model, just this folder structure that you saw in the background, and is fully compatible. And there's also a bunch of other stuff that is very likely coming, very likely because I'm still working on it and figuring out what will really work and what not. But the general theme is that the architecture is subtly but profoundly improved at the foundational level, so that some use cases that are just not at all possible right now will be possible afterwards. And important here, also last point, numerous other additions as they come up, because I'm just starting with this work. And a small side note, sometimes people discover FairCamp online, and they tell me, they write me a message, hey, this is really cool, but do you know, is there anything like that for video? And the good news is there is. So 2 or 3 years ago, I started as well to work on something like this for video. The name of that is the Hyper 8 video system. Here's a link to it. It will also be on the last slide. But this is all I want to say about this year, because time is short. OK, and with this, I want to close the chapter of FairCamp specifically and want to give you an idea of where I think FairCamp sits in the bigger picture. And I start with the only controversial thing I'm going to say here today, or I think so, which is that I think streaming is a real problem to artists, to producers. It just takes away so much agency, so much power, so much ownership, and gives it in the hands of very few that make a lot of money from it, and just also creates perverse incentives for producers. So this is really something that I think as a society we have to overcome in the next months and years. And to put this in a more refined picture, so here are some detailed aspects that I think will play a role in all of this. And if you're wondering where FairCamp is in all of this, it is the point right at the center where it says, please make websites again. So important, if you have your own website, you regain so much of the agency, of the ownership, of the control over your own works. And it really gives you back, even if maybe it does not change your financial situation, which is usually really catastrophic if you're on streaming platforms, it at least gives you back dignity and agency. And this is, I think, super important in this day and age. And to show... Thanks. And I want to now also present a few people, because I'm really just a tiny fragment of this whole community and movement. And I want to showcase a few people who are doing really cool work, and which I invite you also to check out. So I put here on this slide Mirlo and Gem Co-op. These are two cooperatives which offer a platform that is open source and will also soon be self-hostable. And it allows artists to put their music up for streaming, for download, for purchase, and also, in the case of Mirlo, to do crowdfunding. And Bandwagon, maybe you, some of you saw Ben's talk yesterday. He's also here at Fosden. This is, I hope Ben doesn't throw something at me for this. It's a bit like Mastodon for artists, if you will. So it's very much focused on the Fediverse. But other than that, it also has a lot of the ideas from Mirlo and Jump Co-op. Then there's the IndieBeat Television, a project that just very recently launched. And you can imagine it basically as MTV, but it's run by the cool folks on the Fediverse. Definitely something to check out. They have a 24/7 streaming program of music videos and other cool stuff. Likewise, also IndieBeat Radio is a bit the precursor to that. It's an online radio that has strong ties to the Fediverse as well. Also ties in with Bandwagon. Then there's, for instance, Gravitons. It's a community that experiments a lot with live streaming formats. They have a very lively, active, creative program, which I invite you to check out. And as one last example, something from a specific artist, that's Stefan, aka Schall und Stille. And he just released his latest album, which is called Strategies Against Algorithms. And the twist here is that you cannot buy it online, and in a way you cannot buy it at all. But the model is that there is a reciprocal exchange of art for art, and this is how you can obtain the album. You get it as a nicely engraved USB stick. And my point is not so much that we should now all stop selling our stuff online and just send around USB sticks, but that out of the frustration with the status quo, we can also find new avenues to deal with these problems and find very personal and poetic ways to deal with the situation and build something new. And then there would have been a lot of things which I would have loved to go into more detail on, but time is super short, so I'll leave you with this slide and the promise that on the next slide there will be a link to the slides of the talk. Then you can afterwards check these out in detail and in quiet. I also want to say thank you a lot to a lot of these people on the list, because they also in one way or another helped FairCamp to get where it is. So with that, I say thank you so much to them, thank you so much to you for your attention. And if we still have time for questions, happy to take them. Otherwise, I'm still around the whole evening. So.
Amazing presentation. So now for some questions.
Thank you. Hi. I have two short questions. The first one is I didn't understand if this software just helps to, let's say, browse the media, or it helps also creating, let's say, the home page. I've saw those examples, for instance, the two cops cooperatives, and they had a kind of a home page. So again, does it help also for those pages, or just for the media browsing? And the second question is if it has some kind of statistics, so that you can see how many downloads did you receive, and from unique IPs and so on. Thanks.
Okay, I can definitely answer the second question. So there's the possibility to inject custom scripts. So with that, you can integrate any kind of analytics that you want. On the question first, the first question, I have to admit, I didn't quite get it. But Mirlo and Jam are different projects.
Could you go back to the slide?
Yeah, sure. This one or?
Those pages, those are web pages, those are web pages.
Yeah, these are the pages from those two projects. They're not related to FairCamp, if that is the question.
Anyway, can you create this kind of home page with your software?
I would say let's talk later, because that's a very in-depth topic. Happy to elaborate on. Yeah.
Two questions, if I'm allowed. I saw one of your slides that you support having a soft pay curtain. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah.
And also, well, since you built the music side and the video side, do you envision merging them and having like a music video part of this as well?
Okay, so on the second question, merging, okay, the sort of question is basically if I want to merge the video and the audio project, that's the second question. I don't really intend to, because my feeling is that it makes a lot of sense to really work on domain-specific problems in a very good way, and if you try to fit too many things into one project, it creates problems down the line. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the wrong way, there's just different approaches, and this is the approach that I like to take, to really focus as much as possible on one project, if you will. And, sorry, can you repeat the first question?
Yeah,
Just a keyword.
The soft pay curtain.
Ah, yeah, thank you. So soft pay curtain. Soft pay curtain is basically a trade-off because FairCamp fundamentally generates static sites. So there's no dynamic code there, and that makes it somewhere between impossible to very hard to integrate actual payment providers and a hard-enforced pay process. And what FairCamp offers there is the soft pay curtain, which is kind of a performative payment process that basically when you, I mean, I don't have the button per se here, but there would be a buy button here, basic purchase button, and then you go through a flow that is very much like Bandcamp, if you know that. So there you have basically, I ask you to pay, I don't know, $14 for this release or $14 or more, and then you can provide links to where people can actually purchase the release. So that could be a Stripe account or a PayPal account or, I don't know, a Patreon platform, whatever. And then basically people pay, go on that link, pay, and then they come back or they basically stay on that page also. And down there, that's just the checkbox. It says, I actually paid. Now get me to the downloads. And of course, it's not, it's like a performative. It's a bit of a joke also. But it also plays a bit on the idea, and this is also where the name FairCamp comes from, that a lot of people actually want to support the artists, and it's not even necessary to go to great lengths to prevent people from stealing your work, because those people that will really support you, they will pay you happily anyway. And so this is the idea there. It of course doesn't always apply, but that's the idea behind the soft pay curtain.
Hey, thank you so much for FairCamp. I'm wondering if you've thought about or have any mechanisms for preventing AI scraping of content from these websites?
Okay, so FairCamp is a fairly simple thing. So in that sense, it doesn't have any of that. So you can just roll your own, I don't know, put Anubis or something in between, I guess. What it does have, which goes into that direction, is that all media assets, everything that makes the most sense to scrape, that is the most expensive or the most annoying if people do it. So if people, for instance, hotlink to your audio files on another platform or your downloads, all these URLs have a deterministic hash function in the construction. So you can basically rotate the base seed for that and change all URLs on the entire site, which is, of course, a bit of a cat and mouse game, but it at least gives you some agency to say, okay, well, this is too much, and now I at least want to annoy them back a bit. So.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have you, I didn't see anything in there, but have you got any product features in terms of sharing? So what I'm thinking is an important thing is sharing music, and so having like good website embeddings, for example, if I were to share one of these tracks and I put it on another website, would it show up nicely?
Okay, so are you asking about embeds?
What's that?
Embedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an embed feature, you can enable it, and you can just copy the HTML code and put it on your own website, for instance, yeah.
Yeah, great, okay, thanks.
Cool.
I think we have time for one very last question if we want, and then we can close it here. I see a couple, okay, see. Let's go
here. I guess one thing about music is discoverability and like trying to discover new music. Do you have any thoughts about how FairCamp could play into a discoverable network music?
Okay, the simplest question for last. It's a much debated topic, I would say. Like, there's a few strands. For instance, FairCamp has an RSS feed. So there's been some discussion, can we put more stuff into the RSS feed so that platforms or registries, possibly run by the community, can better obtain that data, scrape that data, to make many FairCamp sites discoverable. And I think this is something that in the long run we'll see what works and what doesn't. My concern is a bit that maybe like tucking things onto RSS is maybe not the most elegant and future-proof solution. So I think it's a bit of a discussion also. So I'm also in contact with Bandwagon, with Mirlo, with Jam, and we're talking about these things, like what could be a way to, and often the term is federating, but maybe not necessarily in the sense of activity pub, but really finding just whatever technical means are really like a good baseline that people can exchange data, and whether this should be push or pull models. So there's a lot of discussion basically and not a clear answer yet. Also, it also ties in with consent. Do you even want to be scrapped? Do you want to be discoverable? So lots of questions, unfortunately no clear answers yet, but we're working on it.
Thanks. Another big round of applause for Simon here. And this concludes our dev room today. I hope you enjoyed it. Should we try and do it again next year?
Yes.
Okay. Now that's what I wanted to hear. So I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. So see you next year, hopefully.